We're a family-friendly podcast, Ohan.
Bullshit. Welcome to the first podcast. I'm your host, Ohan.
Live from New York.
It's Saturday night.
All right.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, it's actually Monday night, but...
I think that's one of the rare times it sounds better combined than it would separate. Because normally it's two voices that sound fine separate, and you put them together and it doesn't mesh. That worked very well together.
We were fairly synchronized. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, we get one good audio for the price of two. Is what you're saying, Joe?
Well, me and Richard usually finish each other's...
sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because I saw that movie.
Frozen?
No, that was Arrested Development.
I thought that was Frozen.
Oh.
Yeah, Frozen, yeah.
Oh, with Walt Disney. Yeah, okay.
Starring Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Not with Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney doesn't take with credits. It's always starring.
Mary Poppins was not with Mary Poppins.
Get with it.
Oh, really? Is that actually true? I don't know if that's fact.
Julie Andrews.
Starring Mary Poppins.
Okay.
That's enough Mary Poppins talk.
So, Ohan's going to be joining us later. He's stuck at Sioux Plantation, unfortunately.
I'm right here, you jerk.
Ohan, can you hear us?
Oh, he brought his mic to Sioux Plantation. That's nice.
Maybe he's muted right now or something by accident. I guess we'll figure out over time.
I'm going to kill you all. My levels are fine.
Did somebody hear something?
Picking up anything.
When you say levels, are you talking about like your mic levels or like hormone levels?
Or like your power levels, like from Dragon Ball Z.
Hormone levels.
How far over 9,000 are you?
Are you assuming
your power level?
We know it's over 9,000, but is it like 9,001 or is it like a million?
What?
Are you Super Saiyan? Your power level.
Are you going to go the Price is Right model here with 9,001 or what are you going to do?
Because if it's 9,001, I think I can take you.
Yeah, he's 9,002. That's the strategy if you go on that game show, by the way.
Not 1,002.
No, 9,002.
No, it's more like, I don't know, what would be a good power level? 100,000?
Oh, quick question for the podcast, by the way. Like, what do you guys think your power levels would be?
Two.
Maybe one, like one or two.
Like, our, like compared to the actual Dragon Ball Z world?
Yeah. Well, it's not a real world. It's like... There's no actual Dragon Ball Z world.
Dragon Ball Z world, huh?
Yeah, like, wait, you what? Die and go to heaven, and it's the Dragon Ball Z world, and it's the actual Dragon Ball Z world.
Wait, guys, I gotta process this. You gotta give me a minute.
I'd hate to live in that world.
Go ahead, Richard. We'll give you time.
Definitely like a one.
I don't want to die.
Are you saying that in relation to something, or is that just a declaration?
It's like... Oh.
By the way, guys, I don't want to die.
No, because in the Dragon Ball Z world, we have Saiyans.
Everybody dies.
Yeah.
I don't want a world with superheroes because that just means your chances of death are a lot higher.
They can blow up the whole planet if they wanted to.
Exactly.
Right now, no one can do that.
That's why we have a registry for them, and we don't let them just run around unchecked.
Here's the cool thing, though, Joe, and also to Richard and Ohan. Even if your power level is only one, it's still higher than Arm Fall Off Boy's power. Do you remember that guy?
No.
Arm Fall Off Boy. What is that from?
It's from a comic book. There's an actual superhero named Arm Fall Off Boy.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
I'm not joking.
Yes, I remember that.
I'm not surprised.
Joe, can you distract our guests while I go ahead and find this?
Anyway, I was buying...
rice?
I made a purchase today. A very interesting purchase. The type that you don't make often.
You bought a real doll.
Yeah. No. You know what? And I think that's our time. Lars, are you ready?
No, keep talking about your purchase of a real doll.
Actually,
it wasn't...
Have you guys seen the trailer for the show The Boys?
No.
No, but I've been seeing the ads all over, and I'm actually interested in checking that one out.
It's a superhero comedy movie. Or show, sorry, on Amazon. It's kind of my ideal world of, like, what superheroes would be like if they were real, you know? Because they're all a bunch of jerks with... superpowers.
I think Spider-Man would be fun, but as long as the villains aren't real. Like, Spider-Man's cool. You can trust him. He's not like gonna blow up a planet. But
no villains.
No villains.
I'd like you guys to turn your attention to recording chat, by the way.
I'm looking at it.
That's like a picture I gotta click on.
He looks kinda gross.
Yeah.
Does he have leprosy or what?
No, he just has detachable arms that he can use as a blunt weapon.
Can he detach his Johnson?
Wait.
Doesn't seem like it.
Nope. I mean, maybe. You could offer to try it out for him, I guess. I don't know.
Well, his name is Arm Fall Off Boy, so I imagine only his arms can fall off.
Yeah, it's probably not Penis Fall Off Boy.
Joe's jokes make the show. What was that in reference to?
But his legs don't fall off?
I don't know. Like, all I know is his arms fall off.
I mean, if his legs came off, he would be Leg Fall Off Boy.
You never read the comic?
No, I just know of his existence.
So you're coming at this from a place of
ignorance. And
yes,
hate?
I am. I'm fully admitting to that. That was the premise from the beginning.
And just lack of information.
Jeez.
I expect better.
Okay.
So yeah, Joe, tell us more about this purchase you made today, though.
So do you guys want to like guess what it was?
It's not interesting at all.
Was it?
Sorry, Joe.
I'm just going to say it. I bought a car today.
Oh, that purchase. I thought you meant the one at Food for Less.
No. At Food for Less, I bought Spanish rice and ate it.
That's something I can get behind. Let's go into this.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Are we talking long grain, short grain? Is it, how Spanish are we talking?
Not very authentic, I would say. It was from Food for Less, which is an excellent supermarket.
It is?
Depending. If you're trying to get tamales, it is. And they didn't, you know what they did not have? That was my first choice before Spanish rice? Tamales. And they did not have them.
Those are two very different things.
Yeah.
So the fact that they did not have any ready-made, hot, moist tamales.
Moist?
Led me to have to search for a new snack. And that's when I discovered the Spanish rice.
You just got to microwave it.
So what you're saying is you went to Food for Less, a place called Food for Less, and they didn't have hot, moist tamales for you at your pleasure.
Like they normally do. No.
They had pre-made ones in a bag. He was just too lazy to take them home and microwave them.
I was hungry then.
Now, by the back, do you mean actually in the back of the store or like in the back alley from some guy named like Toby?
My dog's
Toby
name?
The tamale guy. Everyone knows Toby.
I mean, have you ever had street tamales? Street tamales are the best.
No, yeah. There's a difference between street tamales dogs. And back alley tamales, though.
Oh, well, true.
Have you guys ever had LA street dogs?
We're talking about Mexican food.
Me too.
Isn't LA Street Dogs like an open world video game?
Hopefully. I want to play it.
Wait, no, that's Sleeping Dogs.
That's Sleeping Dogs.
Not LA Street Dogs.
So Joe's car, he bought a V6 during this gas hike.
Yeah, I got a V6, guys.
Hey, that's I have a V6.
I do too, nice. And I hate it. I want an electric car.
Oh.
I'm okay with it. It's going to cost like a few hundred more a year, but what a tremendous driving experience.
You get a little, I got a little get up and go in it.
270 horsepower, I think, like 260 foot-pounds of torque.
You can get up the hills of the freeways.
I mean, it's a Toyota Corolla.
Oh, snap.
I got a Honda Accord V6.
Now, right off the bat, can you tell the difference between those two cars?
Yes.
EXL. It's the EXL, guys. It has leather seats, a sunroof, dual climate control, heated seats.
So in other words, no one can. They're the same car.
The Honda has an H on the front.
Oh. Yeah, it's got an H on the front of it.
The Toyota has like another kind of symbol.
Oh, that's not very aerodynamic, I guess.
No, it's not an aerodynamic car at all. Have you seen a Civic?
You guys ever ride in a Honda Accord before?
Yes, everyone has at some point.
It is nice. It is choice. Those are choice seats. Listening to that Primo stereo system.
Now, Joe, here's the real question. Did you buy this thing from a dealership or from a Craigslist ad?
Neither. I stole it.
From?
No, I got it from a Craigslist ad.
I was going to say Jews don't steal stuff.
From Toby.
I think.
I guess that's a good stereotype. Jews don't steal stuff. Jews are very...
They're already rich.
That's going to be difficult for Joe to live up to, though. That's kind of harsh, dude. That's like saying like Asians are good at math, Ohan.
Yeah, like but they are. Stole a whole car.
Especially on a podcaster's salary.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Richard, how many patrons do you have?
Oh, none.
Moving on.
High five, buddy.
I don't even have a Patreon right now.
No, I have a Patreon.
What? We patronize you.
Yeah, we patronize you all the time. Don't be patronizing
us. Well, people who patronize me, yes, but not people who pay me to do so.
Good job on that, yeah. Joe. That was a very clever team up there.
Thank you. You set it. Me up for it. You yeah. set me up for that success.
The good old first podcast Wombo Combo.
Happy feet. Wombo Combo.
That ain't Falco.
That ain't Falco. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. You guys want to, you know, pat yourselves on the back?
Yes, thank you.
So about this Honda Accord.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you took Ohan to 7-Eleven in it.
Yes, but they didn't have... Why don't you tell this part of the story, Ohan?
How about let's not tell this story, because no one gives a shit about it.
Yeah, this is really boring.
I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to this later.
Okay. Circle back to the spooning.
My IQ is dropping faster than listeners.
All right, real question. Have you guys discovered the World Chase Tag sport?
No.
Have you guys seen this? It's an arena sport where two guys or girls or people chase each other doing parkour playing tag.
Oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like a good date.
I literally found it about an hour ago when I was in the bathroom and I was like, this is brilliant. And it was actually pretty entertaining to watch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an hour ago when you got out of the bathroom that you got tagged and you said you had to start playing.
I was happened to be in the arena going to the bathroom. I come out, someone tags me, and now I'm in the middle of a parkour tournament.
The world is Richard's bathroom.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it should be for everybody, in fact.
Parkour tournament?
That was a funnier quote than I give you credit for, Joe. I didn't laugh, but like I was also kind of distracted. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, a parkour tournament?
They have parkour tournaments.
They do?
You know how to parkour? Yeah.
How do you parkour better than someone else? Like, how do you judge that? That doesn't make any sense.
They do like timing. They have, you know, a start and an end, and you got to go through and get there first, or you go through with the most style. It's like any other, you know, judge based sport.
Yeah, now, to be fair,
it's like skateboarding. Like, how can you tell if Tony Hawk is better than Jason Mraz at skateboarding?
Well,
you just
that's a
you just
easy
don't
one.
Know.
Yeah.
You just watch. Jason Mraz doesn't even skateboard.
How do you know that?
But how do you know?
Oh, he's an avid Jason Mraz fan. Okay.
Just everybody knows that Jason Mraz is an avid.
I don't like him. I don't study his head. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't. I'm not a Jason. If I was, I would own up to it. But I mean, his music is good. Let's be honest.
Did you just say les be honest, Joe?
Let's be honest.
I do like how Jason Mraz just showed up in 2019.
Okay. No. By the way,
let's be honest.
Tej mentioned in the chat that Ninja Warrior exists, and
it's
pretty cool.
Ninja Warrior is fantastic to watch.
Yeah.
And there was another one, Ultimate Beastmaster, on Netflix, with the host Terry Crews is another one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm all about those shows where you watch someone who's vastly superior athleticism does something really cool, and then you can judge them for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to bed.
Yeah, like, can these people do this specific task? Like, jumping. Like, and if they can, we should reward them greatly. And if they can't, they should be ridiculed.
Exactly.
That's just the natural order.
Do
you guys watch Game of Thrones?
What's Game of Thrones?
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah. Can you elaborate, Ohan?
It's a show that everyone dies.
Nice spoiler alert.
Sounds really boring.
Yeah, if just everyone dies, what's the point? Why would you root for someone?
You know what? Screw you both. First of all, Richard watches it because he plays D&D.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I watch it.
Yeah, you just got clowned on, buddy. We were being sarcastic.
But did you guys watch Sunday's episode?
No. Oh, of course. So now we can't talk about it because someone said no.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just going to say real quick. Spoiler alert. Don't listen to the next 2 minutes.
I mean, what about me? Like, what if I don't want to hear the spoilers? Like,
we don't have to talk
leave?
About it.
Just kidding.
I thought it was really good, leading into hopefully a great episode with a lot of excitement. And it was very touching, and I felt a lot of emotions.
Yes, they are building up to a lot of deaths, that's for sure.
How original.
Yeah. But it's good, and it's looking like it's going to be a good end of an era of Game of Thrones.
don't know. To me, it's the best show ever made.
I could agree with that statement.
It has such complex yet amazing writing.
I disagree.
Well, get out of here.
Okay. Then what's the best show ever made?
My mouth does not work. I would say it's in the top five, and I also think I wouldn't rank my top five. Like, I think it's kind of hard to really give a perfect show.
All right, what else is in your top five then?
Breaking Bad, Dexter Season 4, Real World Road Rules Challenge, and Nebraska Coeds.
Oh, Nebraska Coeds.
Oh, Nebraska Coeds 7 was good.
It really was.
That's a tough show to beat.
It is. It's an easy show to beat too, but yeah.
What do you mean?
But it's hard to make a show better than Nebraska Coed 7. It was really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Lars, you said that a certain way. It's easy to beat 2? What do you mean by that?
Should we explain the birds and the bees to Joe?
You guys didn't tell me this was going to be that kind of episode.
Oh, we already did the Kinks episode, by the way, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh. Very little of it got released.
Almost all of it got released. Oh, did you listen to that one, Richard? Because otherwise I have a question.
I just listened to that one.
No, I didn't listen to that one.
Oh, can you guess what Ohans are?
Why would I want to?
Right, one, exactly, my point as well.
That's what I'm guessing is one of his kinks, is why would I want to, the statement.
Yeah, of course. It is. He has a full erection right now.
Excuse me?
I don't think I'm going to guess on this one. I'll take a hard pass on that.
Oh, yeah, you guessed correctly. The hard pass is the second one. Yeah.
God.
Dang it. I'm too good at this game.
We're really doing it for Ohan right now.
Yep. And a certain person was a little gun shy on that episode.
Who? Oh, Joe? Yeah.
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 I'm like, I'm an open book. I don't care.
Privacy? What's that?
Joe is a closed book, like in the basement of the Vatican with like 3 doors behind it that are all locked.
That's not where you want to have a book of kinks.
No.
Well, that's where he wants to have his book.
Wait, who? Ohan?
No, yours, because you don't want, okay. You don't want people right, to well, see it.
We're picking on you now, Joe.
Well, it's luggage, so.
It is luggage. That is true.
So there you go.
Mm.
Oh, man. So what else is happening in the world these days?
Oh, yeah. I was meaning to ask you, Joe. No, Richard. Yeah. I do have questions for you, Joe. I'll get to them later.
We do get mixed up all the time.
Yeah.
In public.
Mm-hmm.
People are always coming up to me and going, Richard, aren't you Richard Gwiner from the boys' night?
Oh, no. They're going up to you and they're saying Dick. And then that's why, because they're accusing you of being a jackass. Yeah.
And then for me, they throw eggs at me and then they're like, oh, sorry, we thought you were Joe.
Wow. Is that really?
That's great.
And I say,
rotten tomatoes, eggs and rotten tomatoes and toilet paper.
Okay, can I be blunt?
No.
For a second?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, so I haven't hung out with Joe in a long time in person. Except for a couple weeks ago and today. And I have forgotten how awkward and weird he is. No offense.
Wow.
No, it's okay.
I think he knows it. He's self-aware.
I enjoy awkward moments. I enjoy nice cry. Everyone knows that about this Joe character.
Can you explain like what this is like? Can you give me an example or?
Ohan, when was the last time you cried?
Sunday.
Sunday? Why did you cry on Sunday?
Game of Thrones.
Oh. Game of Thrones. Let's talk about that again.
Game of Thrones crier.
Anyways, Joe has long awkward pauses, kind of just stares at you and wants fully cooked tamales at Food for Less.
That's
for some reason.
Well, I think I might have been thinking of Food for Less when we were in Food for Less. I might have been thinking of like Northgate. You always go in Northgate and they have the tamales. Maybe I haven't seen him at Food for Less before. I don't know. I could have gotten them mixed up.
That's sorry,
fine.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's a reasonable mistake.
It is.
It's not.
got to go to the Gonzales Market, man.
I've never been to either one, so I just feel like either place is a reasonable place to be looking for a moist, hot tamale.
Why is it a moist? What's moist about a tamale? Well, actually, never mind. They're like steamed, right?
You don't want to have a moist tamale?
Have you never had a tamale?
Usually they're steamed.
You don't want your how do you like your tamales, Ohan? Crispy?
Yeah, I like them charred on a barbecue grill.
On a grill? Do you know what a tamale is, Ohan?
Yeah, it's one of those Mexican...
It's the candies, right?
Desserts.
Desserts?
Yeah.
Did you say desserts?
It's the candies, yeah. Joe.
Haven't you ever had tamales with like pineapple?
Yeah.
Yes. I guess you're right, Ohan. A tamale is a dessert.
You know what, Ohan? You're also kind of weird. I think you guys, that makes sense why you guys would kind of gravitate towards each other.
You've never met me in person.
Yeah, but I know enough already from these recordings.
I feel like we're all a little weird in our own sort of ways. I mean,
yeah, but Joe's not just weird. He's weird and awkward. I like to think of myself as weird. I don't know if I'm awkward.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm awkward. I'll say that.
Okay. You know what? Fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm awkward.
What else did I do that was awkward? Ah, shit.
Gonna have to bleep that.
That was awkward.
He has a job at a certain place where he shouldn't, that information shouldn't be out there.
It's legal.
That's not the point.
Yeah. What? We're a family friendly podcast, Ohan.
Bullshit.
Don't say that. This is a Christian show, dude.
This is a nice Christian channel.
Mm-hmm. This is a Christian Minecraft server.
How was your guys' Easter then?
My Easter was great.
How was my Easter? I'm Jewish, Ohan. We don't celebrate Easter.
That's really ignorant, Ohan.
How was your L'chaim?
How was my alcohol?
How was your...
How was my to life expression?
Yeah.
How was your Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know how to say just the word stuff in Yiddish? I just remembered.
No.
Say like mishugas. Like mishugas. Mishugana? In mishugas. And then pronounce it like mishugas. Mishugas. Like, look at the mishugas.
Mastodon.
Mishugas.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Marth in Smash Melee.
I slept all the way over to pick up my mishugas. It's how you say stuff in Yiddish.
Medicine balls.
Did you see all the stage builder creations on Smash Bros? Yeah,
you all learned something.
Lars?
What?
Did you really? You weren't paying attention?
No, I'm just curious what you meant.
He's watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, guys, sorry. I just fell asleep on the podcast. Sorry. What were you asking?
Ha. Anyways.
You okay, bud?
I'm hyperventilating right now.
Are you dying?
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Are you dying?
Might be having a stroke here.
Do we need to call the wambulance for you, Ohan?
We need to edit out a lot of like bad humor in this episode.
This is rough.
Work your magic, Lars.
No, I was asking Lars, did you see all the fan-created stages on Smash Bros?
Like, starting from Brawl on? Or like, is there
no,
new...
for the new one, they just added a stage builder.
Ah, okay.
Hey, Richard, while they have this conversation, do you want to hear the sound of me gargling? I have water here I can gargle. With my.
Oh, I have some too.
The
let
sound
me join
of you. Gargling
you,
is better than our conversation.
Sorry, I can't hear you, Richard. What?
Let me talk a little louder.
Let's have two conversations at once.
Anyways, Lars.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to let them gargle. Go ahead. Go ahead and gargle.
All right, back to the main conversation. What are you guys talking about? Something about
Smash? You know what? Screw you, Joe. I'm done. I quit. I'm out.
All right.
Joe, go ahead and gargle.
Thank you, Lars, for enabling my poor behavior.
That's gross.
That's it. And that's it.
That's gross.
That's definitely making the edit, right?
I'm going to pare down about 75% of this so far.
Okay. All right.
Are you really?
All right.
Yeah, a lot of this is bullshit.
Well, we're just...
Give me a topic. Shit.
We're throwing a lot out there.
We're going to have a tight 15-minute podcast after this.
Oh, I know. Let's talk about that time that Ohan went to Sioux Plantation.
I hate that place.
All right,
Ohan,
on.
You hate it because of the food or because of the implication?
They're not going to say no because of the implication.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's It's Always Sunny.
I got it.
What happened last time is we were supposed to record with Ohan. He didn't know when, sometime in the evening. So what he did is he accepted an invitation to Soup Plantation that was going to take the entire evening.
Which is what you do when you go to Soup Plantation. You go for the entire evening.
Entire evening. I just love that Ohan moment. I love the Ohan moments of the show.
Hey,
they're my favorite.
I gave up on ice cream after to come to the podcast at the last 5 minutes we had left.
And those were a good 5 minutes.
The sacrifices you make, Ohan.
It's real. It's real tough.
I want a raise.
All right.
Ohan's getting paid?
Ohan's not getting paid.
No, we pay him in exposure because, like, people actually, like, tune into his stuff when he's on our show.
I see.
Ohan pays us to be on the show.
Actually, yeah, this is true. I'm actually surprised how many people that are following me on Instagram actually listen to the show.
How many?
I don't know. Six? Random people just approach me saying, hey, I was listening to this.
How many tens of thousands? Two or three?
Yeah.
Two or three 10,000. Yeah.
Just about.
Wow. Yeah. You hear that, Lars? We've made it. We've really, really made it. People are tuning into Ohan stuff because of us, to the tune of 20 to 30,000 people.
It's more like the tens of 15s people.
10 to 15, 10,000s people?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Star Wars celebration just happened.
I've been watching all of that.
Any hot takes on the upcoming Mandalorian series or the... that's all I saw from it.
Oh. People from the 501st Legion are actually playing as stormtroopers in The Mandalorian as background.
Are you in it?
No, I don't have a stormtrooper costume.
Oh, that's right. You're a clone trooper, right?
Yeah, I don't have a stormtrooper costume.
Oh, okay.
Good thing it's only people that are like, it's just Tom and Anna and Tej. And,
I have topics. You guys just kind of do whatever you wanted. You guys were just waffling on about
stuff.
Give
us a topic. You're the freaking director.
I think this is funny. I think the fact that it's so random is going to be... We can make it very meta and very weird. This should be a very, very random. Weird episode.
Just closing all the dead Holds parts.
This is the episode
My name is Katie, the Penguin
about.
Of Doom.
What?
That's so random, Lars. You're so random, LOL.
God, this is cancer. Let's talk about something like that actually happened.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Notre Dame.
I was just trying to bring up a topic. You guys were like, let's actually talk.
Have you guys ever been to Notre Dame?
Can we talk about something else?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have, actually.
It's very nice.
Ohan was trying to get us to like not talk about that. I just went ahead and muted him so we can have a nice discussion about it.
Let's just take a moment and silently meditate with each other. Everyone breathe in. Hold it. And everyone breathe out. All right, and hold it. And everyone breathe in.
Jerk off. Lars is a piece of shit. Oh, wait. You I have a nice message for you.
We're going to do the ASMR cast now, everyone. Breathing noises.
Not again.
All right, guys. Let's either get this on track or we got to pull the plug because this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to breathe for you guys?
What topic do you think would be interesting?
Well, I tried to bring up Notre Dame, but you guys kind of steamrolled that.
I was all about it.
I brought up Notre Dame.
Okay, well, that was my idea, Joe. So, yeah, I mean, like seriously, here, if you have a plan, we can...
Well,
let's talk about Notre Dame. It
can get political with Notre Dame.
It's true.
How could that possibly be political?
There are pathways to politics, like the donations from the billionaires.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
No, what's stupid? What's
that's, that's incredibly
We're talking
dumb.
About it now. Ohan, we're talking about it anyway. Is that cool? Do we have your consent, Ohan?
I'm not anti-political discussions.
So, Lars, what's stupid about the donations?
There's nothing stupid about them. Criticizing them is stupid.
Why?
Well, because it's charity.
Yes.
It may be charity, but
no,
the
full
problem
stop.
Is...
It's charity.
Well, let's not shit on any opinions yet. Let's lay out giving. Let's lay out the two sides or the multiple sides. Like, so Lars, your take on it is that it's charity, so it's not stupid.
Yep.
Ohan, what are your thoughts on it?
That money could be redirected towards, I don't know, saving the environment.
And that's the other.
That's a fallacy.
That's the other side of it. I think we have enough money for both. I think that the donation should be accepted. and neglecting other things doesn't mean we should neglect this thing too.
Exactly. Sure.
But the, I mean, it's all the French's problem. Like, what? Why is America butting in?
It's a world problem.
Notre Dame is a world problem?
Of course.
It is a world, like, icon. It's something everyone cares about it.
Of course.
So everyone's like, getting involved.
Would you care if the Eiffel Tower burned down? Or the Taj Mahal?
Yes. I would be disappointed to hear that. Yeah.
Ohan?
Worldly would you care objects if the Taj that won't Mahal? Matter to me after I die, so...
No, but it, but to you now, like, you wouldn't be bummed out to hear the Taj Mahal burn down?
I could care less about the Taj Mahal.
Oh, well, so you Ohan, could care less, so you care some, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, sure, these are obviously, I'm a fan of preservation, you know, obviously you'd want these structures to last.
Knocking on wood.
Thousands of years, exactly. Maybe millions, depending on how long the human race lasts. Sure.
That was suggested in the chat, by the way. He's not just doing that for no reason.
The funny thing is, Notre Dame is like, it's been rebuilt like numerous times, right?
It has. So it'll get rebuilt again. That'll be very good for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But like, I mean, obviously it's taken many tolls over the years. I mean, how old is that place?
Like 800 something years.
At least 3 years old at this point.
Yeah. So how much of the original is even left is my question.
Ooh, are we getting to the ship of Theseus here? That's an interesting topic.
Like the part
that we just heard that. Are you saying that because... Sorry.
Like, no, I'm pretty sure, like, 80% of the Parthenons aren't even there anymore.
I guarantee my rabbit trail here is going to be interesting. It's going to make for good content.
Ohan, are you saying that because enough of the original...
Fucking do whatever the fuck you guys want.
Lars, I'm reiterating what you said. I'm asking... So there's the quandary, Ohan. If the original materials are no longer there and it was rebuilt with new materials, has it changed the substance of it?
Pretty much.
Why?
It's just a replica at that point, isn't it?
No.
It's the original with new parts.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
How much of it is the original?
Even if it's none of it, it's still the original with new parts. All the parts exactly. are new.
Okay, let me ask you this. If the Parthenon was destroyed, would you care?
Yes.
Okay, now if the there's a exact replica of the Parthenon in Tennessee. If that was destroyed, would you care?
No.
Why?
It's because it's really, it's modern. It's just a tourist trap. I don't, it's not, it's meaningless to culture. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it has no direct history involved in it.
It's the apples and oranges.
The place has a lot to do with it as well. Like, just be like, you got the Eiffel Tower, and then in Las Vegas, you have a fake smaller replica. That doesn't make the one in Vegas the Eiffel Tower. It's
right.
The one it's in Paris. That's the important one. So,
I am very like fascinated because I've seen like a lot of ancient ruins. You know, when I took my trip to Israel, and when it comes to ruins, I mean, a lot of that stuff's been rebuilt.
Ruin, a weird flex.
Or
I've seen ancient ruins.
Or typically they leave the ruins alone. But the problem with the ruins is it's literally like all you're seeing is this 3 foot tall like. Where it used to be, you know, like the walls and stuff, like they're not there anymore, but they laid out, you know, the arc, you know.
Ohan, do you discriminate by height?
You know what, Ohan?
I'm fucked up.
Ohan, I've seen the ancient ruins as well when I was in Israel, and you're wrong.
Did you, Masada, dude, there's like almost nothing left of Masada.
Yeah, I was at Masada, Ohan, and you're full of shit. You're full of bullshit, Ohan.
Wow. Oh.
I mean, did you see, like, the pool room? There was, like, nothing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was in the pool room, Ohan. It was beautiful and magnificent.
It was a bunch of ruins. Like, there was nothing left, almost.
In the chat, Anna says, Joe is getting heated. You're damn right I'm getting heated. Ohan is trying to pass off the ancient ruins of my homeland as, like, they're only 3 feet tall. These ruins aren't good enough.
It sounds like you're saying that with joy.
I'm not doing a bit. I'm deeply heated. I'm very upset with you, Ohan. And I'm not just saying something for comedy. Moving on.
I mean, one of the biggest things that bummed me out was back in... You know, you've seen Jurassic Park 3, right? You guys?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we lost Lars. Lars?
But go on, Jurassic Park 3.
Lars. Okay.
Mint Mobile. Let's talk about Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile is brought to you by the same service as T-Mobile.
Kinda. They actually buy the service from T-Mobile in bulk and pass the savings on to you. This sounds super scripted, but I'm a customer myself.
A customer? Let's hear more about that, Lars.
I switched over from T-Mobile this winter. Been using them ever since. Mint Mobile, that is.
Did you say this winter? That's not even a real word, Lars. Yeah,
this winter. And it's been about 6 months, and it's been really, really affordable. And it's the same great service as T-Mobile. And they have complete coverage where I'm at, so it's like, why not use them? There's really no reason not to use them if you have T-Mobile coverage in your area. I highly recommend them. Mint.t1podcast.com can take you to the website, which will show you all the prices, which start at $15 a month.
You could save thousands of dollars a month if you're stupid enough to be paying thousands for right now for your mobile.
Or if you're even mildly stupid and spend, you know, several thousand a year, you could save at least several hundred.
Or several thousand at that point for the whole year.
Heck, it's all savings, man. I highly recommend checking them out. I switched over. Several guests we've had on have looked into it after we went ahead and plugged it. It's a great service, and I'm happy to have them on.
And you should look into it, too.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Ohan.
Yes.
What's the URL?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Anna, what's the URL?
That's mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com. $15 to $38 a month for your wireless with no gimmicks whatsoever. Why not? Thank me later.
Talk fresh. You can pitch that one to them later.
Yeah. Go to subway.t1podcast.com.
subway.t1podcast.mintmobile.nord.vpn.podcast.
Check out the new Jared special. Yeah, let's move on, guys.
That's gross.
That's a reference to an earlier episode, fake fan. Destroyed. You didn't have anything to say. Okay. All right.
Ohan, you have to guide us to victory.
Please do.
For what?
Also, you should be answering all these questions as if your life depended on it.
Always as if your life depended on it. And you know what, Ohan? I'm getting really fed up with your attitude.
I'm getting a weird vibe from you, Ohan.
What kind of vibe?
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
What is that?
Take it.
Take the L.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Fortnite dance.
Just take it.
Thank you, Carson, for that one. I'm going to start using it on future episodes. I love that.
I don't understand.
Anyway.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Oh, we did an episode with Call Me Carson, and that was his go-to line.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's perfect for just like steamrolling over someone for no reason.
Take the L Fortnite dance. I'm going to start using that in real life.
Yeah. Say it to Ohan next time you guys get together to spoon.
I don't understand what you guys are saying.
Like the rest of this isn't real life, basically.
Yeah.
L Fortnite dance.
So do you guys ever like, what do you guys do when you hang out?
Today we bought Spanish rice and for me and Ohan got an energy drink and we drove my new car, discovered a scratch that I didn't see before.
Oh,
right on his hood.
Just a scratch, nothing more than cosmetic. I'm okay with cosmetic.
I don't know why, but I just got this idea in my head, like a picture of Ohan doing an ad for like this new energy drink called like Menergy, and him being like, I don't know, I can see him doing like a read for it or something. Ohan, can you hit us with that?
Power thirst. Wait, what?
What did you say?
Power thirst? Do you remember that? No. Never mind.
Oh, power thirst?
I was thinking that same
thing. You were saying like, wait, what, Richard?
I said I was thinking of power thirst also when you said that.
That's an old YouTube ad. Fake ad, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Uncomfortable amounts of energy.
I'm not as old as you guys are. I'm sorry.
So, Lars, you had some topics.
I did.
I want to hear some of these topics.
Well, one of them was Notre Dame.
Right.
Football?
We kind of argued about that one a little bit. We could get into the politics that everyone's complaining about with the donations that are going into it. If you want to get politics Anna is calling for hypotheticals.
Who's Anna?
Sorry, Richard in the chat is calling for hypotheticals.
Yeah. Did you just refer to yourself by your own name? Joseph thinks that's a weird thing to do.
No, I'm talking about Richard in the chat. She's just going off saying hypotheticals.
Richard was being funny. Joe just kind of steamrolled over it. I apologize for that, Richard.
All right, give us a hypothetical.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I can.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, Joe, toss him a hypothetical, please.
I'm ready to catch it.
So you're walking down the street and there's a fork in the road and you pick it up and you look at the fork and it has missing prongs. And what do you do?
You find the nearest trash can and just put it in there.
That's it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, unless I dropped it.
I have another one.
Please.
You're walking down the street and somebody asks you for change and you have only hundreds in your pocket, but you're like a rock star and you're late to a concert, but you want to help him out. What do you do?
How many hundreds?
What kind of change is he asking for?
Two?
Like,
you can give him 10,000
in his
or
life,
not give him anything.
Or like money.
He needs change. You only have $10,000.
Like Obama style
change?
But
I'm like the rock star rich.
Talking about here?
Yeah. You're rock star rich.
Yeah, I would give him some money.
10,000?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
If I'm like rockstar rich, like $10,000 to like a rockstar rich.
That's your new recording name.
Rockstar rich.
I'm rebranding. I'm no longer the game master. I'm rockstar rich. New YouTube channel starting tomorrow.
The game master.
Yeah. Everyone knows Richard Kreiner is the game master.
The game master. Yeah.
The game master. Yeah. He's just saying the name.
Yeah,
of course. Game master Richard Kreiner.
Don't try to make it something it's not. I'm just the game master, Richard Quine.
Yep.
Richard in the chat, it has a good one that I think we should think about for hypotheticals.
All right, Ohan, go ahead and give this one a read.
Oh, the one, okay.
I don't know what I expected there. Putting Ohan on the spot.
Y'all suddenly become superheroes and you have to choose yourself a wacky sidekick. Who would it be?
Richard Simmons.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think he just won the game.
Yeah, he's just running around doing stuff. Yeah, that's the perfect answer. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like cut that short. But
wait, you're talking about the exercise guy?
Yeah.
But like, which Richard Simmons? Are we talking like the '90s when he was like in his prime making the exercise videos? Or are we talking later in life when he showed up on Whose Line Is It Anyway and made things uncomfortable?
Oh, definitely the Who's Line, because he didn't make it uncomfortable. He made it hilarious.
That's true.
He made it really uncomfortable. Are you kidding me?
It was hilariously uncomfortable.
Yeah. That was the joke. Like, it was clearly that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Anybody else have an answer?
I think that was it. Richard Simmons, hands down.
Can you top that one? If so, I'm happy to hear it.
What was the original question?
For some reason, I'm thinking of Mork from Mork and Mindy.
I guess I would choose Larry David. Just so I could get into a cool, wacky.
Yeah, Richard, I agree.
Situation.
I think my answer was the best. Yeah. Anyway,
Larry David, almost as awkward as Joe.
Curb Your Enthusiasm style humor.
He's in the chat suggests that he would choose Hugbees as his answer.
Hugbees.
Yeah. Or Hudgybees.
I have
Andrew
a question
from the official podcast.
Hudgybees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hon, you may ask your question.
I'm new to D&D and was wondering if Game Master Richard has any tips for newbies on how to get the most out of their first campaign.
Well, first off, Ohan, you should pronounce it correctly. It's the emphasis is at the beginning. It's Game Master.
That's what I said.
Richard Kreiner.
Game Master.
I heard Game Master. I don't roll like that, all right?
You just said the same thing twice.
No, it's Game Master.
Yeah.
Game Master. Ohan, you're saying it like Game Master. But it's Gay Master.
Well, you can't quite put the pause there. You got to kind of tread that line.
It's one word. I do have a lot of tips, and can I say shamelessly plug?
Yeah.
On here, I do have a whole YouTube channel, Moderator Anna, where I do post tips and advice for new dungeon masters who are getting started and just want to learn more about the game. So yeah, that is where a good place to start.
I went ahead and linked that in the chat, by the way.
Oh, there it is. Hey, it's got a little picture. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. Good advice. Let me give just a good advice right off the top of my head, and this is the one advice everyone will tell you. No, this is actually second advice. When you're being a dungeon master and you're describing things, think of the five senses and then describe one aspect of three of those five. And then you will have better descriptions for your players, and then you'll have more fun too. That is my quick tip.
What is that
pet
noise?
Peeves, that's me writing on my chalkboard.
Oh, sorry, that was my slurry.
I was doing that so Anna could see as I was writing my notes.
As long as we're making weird ASMR noises, I'm going to have potato salad.
Tej in the chat wants to point out that was not his answer to the hypothetical. It's really important that we know that. We know, dude. We're just joking around. Don't worry. What was the next topic?
I could tell you, Gabriel, nope, that's not a topic because I cannot finish my sentence.
I have an idea. What about intermediate tips for a D&D player?
For a player?
Yeah, like Ohan asked for beginning tips.
Well,
what about like beginner tips?
Ooh, no, intermediate. How about this? Can you give like a really advanced tip that will make sense to basically no one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you're ever playing a druid and you get in a big fight, use the spell summon creatures to summon 8 pixies and then have each of those pixies cast polymorph on your party to turn your adventure party into allosauruses, and you're basically unbeatable.
That kind of made sense to me.
That's weird. Yeah. I understood that.
You're very good at explaining, Richard.
Yeah.
I stole that from another YouTube guy. That's why I haven't made a video on that, because it's too good of an idea and it's already out there in the universe. And actually, one of my players once did that in a game that I was running, and I knew where they got it from, and I had to just go with it because they found it fair and square.
You know, Richard, I thought that that was an original idea. You're just as bad as Ohan.
Wait, what?
How dare you?
Just
look
kidding.
Here, Joe, if that's your real name.
Just kidding. I'm sorry for treating you guys, our guests, so poorly.
Wow.
I'm sorry for comedy, nonetheless.
I don't sit in my pajama pants on Discord just so I can be treated and called Ohan.
I mean, it's a pretty unique name, so.
What do you have to say about that, Ohan?
What?
Are you guys going
to
fight?
No offense to you, Ohan. No offense.
I'm about to fight you, Joe.
Are you guys going to fight? I'm trying to get like a brawl going. For the drama,
a
the
Super Smash
effect.
Bros. Brawl.
Yeah,
I'm not good at
that.
Smash
was the worst
Brothers.
One.
A biggest pet peeve in a new campaign. Answering a question from the chat would be players who focus so much on trying to be the strongest and coolest, and they actually like compare how much damage they do to enemies versus other players. Because really, it's a team game. You should enjoy it. You're a party. It's not a one-upmanship competition. That is that's my biggest pet peeve in new campaigns.
Hey, Lars.
Yes?
How did our one-on-one podcast do?
What do you mean by that?
The one where it was just you and me.
How did it do?
Like, how do you define success here?
Like, how was its day?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird question to ask, Ohan.
How did it do? Like, Ohan, how did you do?
Yeah.
I hate you both, just so we're clear.
Hey, Lars, how did you do the other day?
Fine, I guess. That's kind of philosophically kind of awkward.
Sorry for asking you such a fucking awkward-ass balls question.
Weird to say that, Ohan.
That is to be expected from Joe, as we learned.
Yeah, as we've learned.
As we learned.
This. You know, Ohan, you're doing me a great disservice.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. You're a good friend and a trusted ally, Ohan.
There's a question in the chat, by the way, that says, my question is, will Quiner teach me how to play D&D? And the answer to that is, yeah, he will if you watch his channel.
Yeah. I can't promise I can take people under my wing and play games with everybody, but...
Oh, you have wings?
I have wings.
Cool.
That's something you get when you become a game master, that you get wings.
Cool.
It's just a thing.
I'm all about that.
But at the moment, I have so many people under my wings because they're very big wings.
Mm-hmm.
They're very pretty wings. So I really just don't have time to do anything but play games, make my videos, and this hour and a half of doing this podcast.
Why are you the game master? Why not the dungeon master?
Because, oh, that's a good question, Ohan.
Great question, Ohan.
Dungeon master is specific to Dungeons and Dragons, and I want to look at all tabletop role-playing games kind of equally, and there's a lot of them out there.
So you cherry pick which games you want to look at.
You can be a DM in all of them, though, or at least consider yourself a DM.
Calling it Dungeon Master is very much, attributed to D&D, and Game Master is one that is, Pathfinder, they call them Game Masters. They can also go by Storyteller or other things, but generally Dungeon Master, it might even be like copyrighted for D&D. They have some weird copyright things, like the ampersand.
They actually bought the name Dungeon Master off a sex shop toy thing that they sold.
On Backpages.
Backpages?
Yeah. Backpages. Amazon primed it to them, and now they own the name Dungeon Master.
It was originally like a sex company.
Tell. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you guys were just making stuff up just to make it up. Okay.
I was actually telling the real answer there. Of why I don't go by Dungeon Master.
The chat is asking what our favorite food is. Do you guys have an answer to that?
Besides tamales and Spanish rice, or like including tamales and Spanish rice?
They said other than, so that means besides.
So why would you ask that, Joe? You already knew the answer to that.
It's hard to have a favorite, to be honest.
Favorite type of food? Mm. Like what counts as a type of food? Like carbohydrates? Proteins?
I was going to say, I'm a big protein fan myself.
My favorite curry. Vegetable? What's my favorite type of food? Like Chinese, Latin, Indian, something like that. Of those
None
three,
of those.
Or like,
yes, that's the only types of food there are in the world, Joe.
And Chinese.
You know more than those three types?
No, Indian.
Have you ever had shawarma?
Yes, I love shawarma.
Shawarma's
I saw
really
that
good,
in a Avengers movie once.
Especially when I'm in Israel.
Oh, it's always better in the origin.
I'm a big fan of American foods like burgers.
Hamburgers.
I just like hamburgers. I would probably say that's my favorite. I could just eat a lot of those.
Oh, and have you ever had American food?
Yes.
How long have you been in America?
My whole life.
6 weeks.
Your whole life. So like
3 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
12 years.
48 hours.
I'm a kill you both. I got nothing.
Ohan, tell us about your Dodge Charger.
I hate it. I want an electric car.
What kind of car do you want?
Tesla.
A Tesla? What model do you prefer?
Either any of them, really. Probably any, an X if Tesla I had disposable model. Income.
What trim? What trim do you want, Ohan?
What do you mean? There's like one kind.
No, he's asking what kind of haircut you want to get next.
Yeah, let's move on, Ohan. Enough time spent talking about your fetishized electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
You know what Ohan told me when we were hanging out? I want to fuck a Tesla.
We were past this topic like a long time ago.
I really wish we were still past it. I didn't want to go back to that.
Wait.
Let's move on then.
Let's just move on.
So back to Notre Dame.
Bob.
Yes?
I think we've run the course of hypotheticals. It's clearly we're not creative people. In this chat here.
I'm like, we can do creative stuff. It's just the first 20 minutes of that was just ass cancer, to be honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty good ass cancer.
The audience wants to hear about Ohan.
The audience did not say they wanted to hear about it. They said that they have heard that Ohan wanted to fuck a Tesla.
Oh.
But I mean, who hasn't heard that, though? I mean, that's all.
That's common knowledge.
Yeah.
That was his kink.
No. It was in that episode about kinks.
But you made me delete all of my DeviantArt likes.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't really realize that was so public.
Oh, hey, guys.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah. And yeah, we cut the episode off at that point, like before we said what the website was, where I found out what Ohan's kinks were. And yeah, it was DeviantArt. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Here's your reward for listening to the Ohan episodes.
Here's a pro internet tip. Just don't like things.
Yeah, just hate on everything. It's what he's saying.
Just don't hit buttons.
I always comment on Pornhub.
Are you talking about Minecraft?
You hit that share button.
Those 11 people that comment. I'm one of them.
Do you ever look at like the comments on one of those videos and think like, why?
No, then we've probably had a lot of conversations.
Wait,
sorry.
I mean,
are you?
Wait,
are
you're big dude. 773
69.
Both. I have two accounts.
Oh, he switches back and forth.
So that way I have conversations with myself when Joe's not on.
Ah, okay.
Wait, are you Dungeon Lover 69 and Dungeon Lover 96? Where you're back to back?
96 is kind of my throwaway account.
96? Like,
that's for the really embarrassing stuff.
Clown porn?
96 is when you've had sex, but you're still mad at each other, so you're kind of facing away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your dick's out, but it's flopping over the other way.
For Harambe.
No, I'm saying like you guys are like turned away from each other in the bed after the session because you have problems in the relationship.
Yeah.
But that's the thing though, when you're a dungeon lover like myself, there is never a problem in the relationship.
Yeah.
Especially with Joe.
Where do I come in?
Yeah. You guys have a very healthy relationship.
Where do I come in all this?
Joe, I'm just dragging you into this.
Where do you come in? Did you just ask him, where do I come in?
Where do I come in all of this?
That's gross.
And that's tonight's podcast.
I thought this was a family-friendly podcast.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
It was family-friendly.
Was?
It was.
Thanks for joining us. Anyone have anything else they want to plug or anything before we end it and never do another episode ever again?
Yeah, I think we need another 20 minutes, guys.
I think we've single-handedly destroyed this podcast.
Can we talk about Avengers?
Bitch, you guys couldn't do that if you tried.
Yeah, let's talk about Avengers.
Oh, I wasn't referring to Avengers, by the way, when I said that.
Okay, I was like, okay, fine. We won't talk about Avengers.
Here's my contribution for the Avengers talk. When I was getting my loan today, they gave me a free Avengers shirt and a backpack.
What? Can I have the shirt?
I'll sell it to you.
What does it look like and how much?
Well, it looks great. And what do you think it's worth?
$5.
No.
It's a t-shirt?
No way. $5. No way. That shirt's worth more than that.
All right. Is it like, if it's a t-shirt, it's a $10 shirt then.
$10? I'll keep it for that. $10? It sounds like you don't really want it. I don't want to give it to a bad home.
I'm going to wear it. I mean, I need to find something to wear to the premiere, so.
It's a medium. It wouldn't fit you.
You're calling me fat?
No, you're like very muscular.
Yeah, mediums fit me.
Joe's kind of got that kissy pie twink thing going on. That's why he got a medium.
I think Joe got a great offer in the chat, though. A firstborn child, Joe. Would that be enough for the shirt?
No, I'm too young to be a father.
I noticed it says, my firstborn child, Joe. That's pretty
confident.
Because
they're going to have the child, name it
like,
Joe, and then give it to Joe.
No, because I would still have a comma. It's, I'll give you my firstborn child,
Joe. No, dude,
Joe.
It's an Oxford comma, Joe. He amended it stylistically.
Joe, is this your dad in the chat, then?
The Oxford comma is with the comma there, not with it missing.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
No, they said that you need the Oxford comma there. That's what the Oxford comma is. It's a comma. It's not a comma.
Wrong in a pot.
You're wrong. How are you telling me that I'm wrong about this? This is my life.
Comma like a kilt or like...
You say this is my wife?
My wife. My beautiful wife. The Oxford comma is my beautiful wife.
Speaking of my beautiful wife, by the way, NordVPN.
T1podcast.com.
Yeah, let's talk about NordVPN.
NordVPN is the condom of the internet for your supple laptop.
As gross as that sounds, yeah, that's kind of true. For $4 a month, that's actually a good way to protect yourself from the STDs of the internet, metaphorically.
And let's not forget those dirty STIs.
Sure, I guess that's the new nomenclature of that. Things like the Watchdog 2 hackers at your local Starbucks Wi-Fi or your dirty dog ISP throttling you after you've used, 2 gigabytes for an entire month?
Oh, that dirty
dog. Yeah. If you're trying to watch Ohan's YouTube channel in French, Le Ohan, and you can't because it's blocked in your area.
Le Ohan.
What?
Le Ohan. That's how it's put. Le Ohan. Le Leon.
It just sounded like you had a seizure.
Are you watching the video in French or are you watching the video in France?
Both.
Okay.
You're in America and you need to watch Egyptian Ohan. You need to watch Arabic Ohan. You need to, but you just can't How do you not let your computer know where you are? How do you make it think you're in Egypt? How do you make it think you're in Mars? India when you want to watch Sarabhai versus Sarabhai?
Lars?
NordVPN. Consumer pain points.
Yes, Ohan?
Ohan, give me a consumer pain point. Hit me with it.
No, shut up, Joe. What, Ohan, you had a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask if you watched my Halo video that no. I posted a
anyway,
couple
Nord days ago. Anyway,
NordVPN. Okay.
Nord.T1Podcast.com.
$4 a month, guys, to give yourself a condom for the internet. God, that's so gross, but it's so appropriate for that.
Who just, wrote that?
Perfect.
10 out of 10. $4 a month.
Dude.
Thanks, Ohan. I'm going to have to edit that out for no reason. Just giving me just more work to do.
VPNs are great, actually.
Yes. They do give you great benefits. And no, that's not true. Ohan, dude, can you get around throttling without one? No, you can't. Can you watch the French The Office? Maybe if you have like a plugin or something, but I mean, they're not really super reliable. No, we're not going to use other VPNs in the chat that you're suggesting. Thank you very much.
We only use Nord. This is a Nord household.
Yeah, exactly.
And while you're in our house.
VPN. Thank you for deleting that.
I deleted that comment that mentioned the... Oh, God. I'd rather Steve Buscemi was my dad than read that comment again.
Is this your first time listening to a podcast, dude? Seriously. Sorry, I don't mean to just sit here berating the chat the whole time.
So, where can I get NordVPN and help out the podcast?
Nord.T1Podcast.com.
Nord.T1Podcast.com.
Wait, so Nord.T1Podcast.com.
Nord.T1Podcast.com.
It's that easy?
Coupon code the first podcast.
What does the coupon code get you?
Yeah.
Why, 70% off, Lars. That's what it gets you.
70% off of $4?
70% off.
75%.
Is it that cheap?
It is pretty darn cheap. I highly recommend people check it out.
Is it really? I'm going to get it right now. I'm going to get it by the time we finish this.
Great. Nord.T1Podcast.com. Thank me later.
For the amount of a pack of bubble gum, you can protect your internet identity from the crap. I had a good thing here. I'm sorry.
They sell a 3-year plan. A 3-year plan for $3 a month.
It's even cheaper now, guys. Might as well check it out.
Yeah.
I guess they just dropped their prices. Thank you, NordVPN. Anyway.
Wow. T1podcast.com.
Yeah, let's move on.
Wow.
I think that was a solid ad read, though.
Yeah, it was kind of messy, but if I tidy it up,
we'll have to reuse it.
That condom of the internet one was great.
No one will remember something so subtle as that.
Does anyone have any questions for Ohan in the chat?
Nope.
Apparently not.
Ohan, for those of us who don't know, who are you and what do you do?
Wait, serious?
Yeah, like I just realized our audience doesn't know like who you are or what you do. Like they know all about Richard at this point, but like,
let's see. I am a former film student at Cal State Fullerton, got my bachelor's in film. I'm an engagement coordinator at Team Liquid. And I make YouTube content.
Team Liquid, isn't that the big one?
Yeah, they're one of the biggest esports teams in the world.
Wow.
That's a pretty big deal.
I was going to make a joke there, but I felt like it would have been mean. Sorry, I'll move on.
What were you going to say, Lars?
I'll tell you later, Joe.
No, tell me right now. Like, it's a secure line.
How did you get into esports?
That wow, is a good question. Mind.
I read your mind. I mean, I've always been a gamer, but my friend introduced me to Major League Gaming back when it used to, you know, come around in Anaheim. And then he actually joined Team Curse and has been with them for a long time and was able to get me a job with Liquid recently because Team Curse turned into Liquid.
Curse used to be the number one World of Warcraft add-on suppository.
Yeah.
Repository, not the suppository.
And now Curse owns one of the up and coming Dungeons and Dragons online toolkits, dndbeyond.com. Not a sponsor.
dndbeyond.t1podcast.com.
Someday.
dndbeyond.t1podcast.com.
It's like a condom for your Dungeons and Dragons games.
The link will not work, but just take off the D&D Beyond part and you can get to our website.
T1podcast.com.
Mm-hmm. What is the industry like now versus when you first started? I'm assuming that question is for both of you.
I think that's an esports question. I'm actually curious about that, too. I want to know, like, how the... Because I used to watch, what was it called? StarCraft II back when, what was it? The other one. I'm forgetting all the leagues I watched. I know they were on MLG. They were... North American Star League was the one I watched a lot of, and they would have events out in Long Beach. But that was, I'm thinking, like, 6 years ago, maybe? So what's, like, what is it like now working in esports?
I mean, it's a completely different industry. I mean, back in the day, you obviously had your local tournaments and some minorly broadcasted tournaments, you know? But since, and the reason why esports boomed so much is because of Twitch. You know, Twitch was there before, but it wasn't big, you know? You had your average of, like, 2,000, 10,000, 30,000, 40,000 viewers, and then all of a sudden now it's like million. Now it's in the millions, you know?
Yeah.
And that boomed different various esports leagues. You know, you had the Halo Championship Series, the Gears of War Championship Series, the Overwatch League, League of Legends Championship Series.
Fortnite. So you did like a, what game do you focus on a certain game with Team Liquid, or do you are a general engage, like you said, engagement coordinator?
Yeah, I'm basically like a community manager for Team Liquid. I don't focus on any specific game. I mean, obviously I watch some of the tournaments that happen. Also, recently in Smash Bros, one of our players just won the Melee Championships and got a crab thrown at him by one
I saw that.
Audience members.
It's a classic maneuver.
He was speaking of crabs.
The pincer maneuver is what we call it.
He was screaming. That was the joke, but he was screaming at the guy who threw it at him.
Oh, speaking of crabs, by the way, Ohan.
Crab.t1podcast.com.
Are you aware, by the way, that there's a whole recording chat going on?
What, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking at.
Oh, because you posted a link to something in general. I thought, like, you didn't know. Oh,
I wasn't
know.
Sure if that was appropriate for recording chat.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, whatever's relevant is fine. That's. We were kind of, like, thinking, oh, does he know that, like, people are actually, like, talking about the episode right now? And I guess so.
Oh, yeah. He had read a question earlier from Richard in the chat.
Oh.
Earlier, he had read one of those for us. So he knows. I had a follow-up question on that, though, and now I forgot it. Esports. I kind of fell off the whole following esports bandwagon when StarCraft started declining. Wait, who's who now? I'm looking at the chat. I don't know what's happening.
There's two Ohans in the chat right now. Guys, you wouldn't believe it. This is why you have to join the Discord. Discord.t1podcast.com.
There's two Ohans in the chat.
That's an actual link, by the way. Like, that's not what our fake crab.t1podcast.com.
No, it's an actual
stuff. Yeah.
If you want a custom invite to our podcast chat, that's always happening round the clock. Go to discord.t1podcast.com and you'll get an automatic invite to our Discord.
Oh, by the way, that Wikipedia information on Team Liquid's page is still there, by the way.
Nice.
Great. I'm happy that it's there. It's correct.
It wasn't a major esports event or something that even put on a timeline, but it's there and nobody cares about taking it off.
Really, history will tell. Time to tell.
Looks like Wikipedia says that it's relevant if it hasn't been removed, Ohan. Therefore, enjoy your day in the limelight.
Uh-huh.
The first appearance you made on T1 Podcast is... What the is first the podcast? People deem to be, you know, qualify?
Ohan, you seem like upset that you have noted like a mention on the Team Liquid Wikipedia article.
I mean, it's funny, and I like it, but it's not like beneficial to me in any way.
Why not?
How you can say like, oh, look, I'm on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, and yeah, you should. Anytime you meet someone, you should say, look, yeah. I was on this this podcast.
Hi, my name is Ohan, and this is me on Wikipedia.
That's a really good opener.
Look, I'm on the homepage. You're on the homepage of Team Liquid. That's not nothing, Ohan.
But my own Wikipedia page is glorifying the first podcast.
You mean so that's oh, no, that's secondary. The first podcast wiki.
Oh.
Ohan, gosh. You're on the front page of the Team Liquid wiki. And so are we, for that matter. All of us are. And Richard too, by extension.
It's all a ruse, isn't it?
It's all a ruse anyways.
The chat says, hi, my name is Ohan. I'm 19 and I never learned how to fucking read.
Who is... There's so many Ohans in the chat. How does this happen?
Everyone's Ohan.
Only on the first podcasts could something this ridiculous happen where we have not one, not two, but three Ohans all in the chat. All at the same time.
Wow, that's wacky.
This is crazy. Drop an Ohan in the chat for the dubs. That's what they say, right? That's the thing?
The dubs?
Sure. I don't know.
Anna, what's the URL?
That's mint.t1podcast.com.
Why did you just call Richard Anna?
Sorry, I got it.
I answer to everybody.
I unmuted one of our mods really fast, and she didn't live up to the...
All right. Anna and I look a lot alike. We constantly get confused with each other in public.
I'm going to edit that to make it sound like you just called Richard Anna, by the way. It'll be funnier.
That's fine. That's the... That's fine.